Top Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right.
That's
know how
right.
We do every Wednesday. That's
fire,
right.
Fire, fire.
And more fire.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what's up. Tonight's special guest, we got DJ Decepticon calling in on check-in, repping that Cross State Entertainment, Fleet
Turn
DJ's
up.
Crew. Yep, yep.
About
so we're definitely
go
going
through
a lot of building. You already know they're doing big things. Their whole DJ pool is definitely doing big things in the South, so definitely going to chop it up, have a good interview today. Let's go on Snoo with you, though. Lola, what's popping?
Oh, I'm working on a new video shoot. It's actually like The Biggest Loser, but it's a competition. So at the end of the road, whoever comes out on top is going to win $1 million and a bunch of endorsement deals. So I'm working on that, you know. Hopefully America gets to vote for me.
That's big. That's big. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
I definitely vote for you, for real.
You know, when you take time to come off your world tour and you turn on the TV, do vote for
me. Oh, stop it. I'm definitely watching you doing your thing. You already know. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a lot of new heat for you. Got DJ Decepticon calling in a minute. Let's get straight to it. Let's get it, baby.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's get it, baby.
They ain't nothing like it. How we grind, they ain't nothing like it. How we shine, they ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, they ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it. You see me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick, cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them? I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI the realest team, and I am. For those who wanna know, look, I am. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove up the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pass. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? An addict with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick feet. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cop on, get on, this ain't right, B. Approach the game, hold it, and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight, see. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aimed for. They calling me the younger gun. My name is Hang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed who she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a Millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n- rolling loud, blowing killer. Nothing like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And Frank and Dan get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it.
Oh yeah.
Scheme of things, we never supposed to have shit. Have shit.
Born to lose.
Built to win.
Built to win.
Milan.
Get it in.
Look, we ain't supposed to never have nothing. We ain't supposed to never have shit. See the growth of my rhymes in. You see my focus ain't on now.
Now.
At the top is just us.
Yeah, I'm focused, it's Valara in here. I reckon your barbershop talked of this. Heavenly Father, may the spirit of God help whoever at odds get your guidance quick. All we need Keisha, yeah. All we need Becky, yeah. All we need is God, yeah. And fed free fatty, yeah. My little buddy lives strong, young nigga pedal. He ain't make it in the league, so the streets wet him. Getting wet up on the corner in whatever weather. Before he see the jelly, then he gonna see the devil. Been a week, seen his mother. In 18 since he seen the other. I'ma pray for him, it's safe to say. It ain't too much that I can say to him, cause my bank statement don't relate to him. Love. We ain't supposed to never have nothing. That's right, cause we ain't supposed to never have shit. No, we ain't supposed to never have nothing. Yeah, see my focus ain't on that.
I was so fresh, so clean when I stepped on that scene. Pulled up, asked them our team, you could ask them. Y'all seen when I came through this bitch, paper tagging on lean betting. Bitch in the game, nigga, that was your dream. Hold up, let me get a feel like Jackson. Hold up, I don't feel these niggas.
Nah.
Hey, Wallace.
Yeah, what's the problem? I'm focused, I'm Kobe, I kill these niggas. I ain't scared of these niggas getting higher than Shaquille Low, nil, field goal, percentage. Yeah, me, nigga, to the brokest nigga with me got a mil plus interest, me keep living. Yeah.
When I was there broke, just always tell myself I'ma still be the shit. Tell my PL, she lock me up, I'ma do the time, come on, and still be this rich. Still see the bricks, I'ma still be a bitch. Got these Rico niggas trying to kill me and shit. Hold up, trying to kill me and shit. Let me get the flow back, I was chilling and shit. We was killing them strips. Drop hands, no ceilings and shit. Ain't talking about Wayne, bitch, I'm talking them things. 310, got a million in whip. Nigga, ho! Oh.
We ain't supposed to never have nothing. That's right, we ain't supposed to never have shit. No, we ain't supposed to never have nothing. You see, my focus ain't on that.
We grinding till the law come get us. For the money and them commas, nigga. Yeah, but can't forget about vagina, nigga. Yeah, started from that bottom, nigga. Yeah, but now I got it, it's a problem, nigga. Yeah, for that money and them dollars, nigga.
Yeah. And I ain't rich, but I'm still shining, nigga.
I'm still shining, nigga.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a caller on the line. Caller, talk to us. What's popping?
Yo, what's good?
Aye, what's going on, man?
That's
DJ
nice,
Decepticon.
Man. Doing my thing, bro. Doing my thing, like always. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing great, man. That's what's up. So let everybody know what you've been up to if they don't already know you, you know.
Ah, man, it's been a little crazy lately, man. I've been traveling definitely, going down south to Miami, kicking it with the homie, DJ Smack Silly, that's Gunplay's DJ. Shout out to the whole MMG fam. Also got the pleasure to meet the illustrious DJ Scream and DJ Spins down there. So we kicked it a little bit when we was at the mansion party in Miami. Then slid up, you know, went to Atlanta. And been doing a little bit of mixing and mastering and some, you know, some engineering work up there. Had a couple of conferences, just trying to get the feel of the city, you know, more so than anything else. And besides that, just been working on a couple of personal projects. That's pretty much it.
That's right. Let everybody know what Crossfade Entertainment is all about, all the services they provide.
Well, Crossfade Entertainment as a company, first and foremost, we provide good music. You know, more than anything else, it started off as a team of DJs, crew of DJs, just locally in Tallahassee. We pretty much expanded across the nation in all directions for the most part. We connected with multiple producers as well as entertainers of all genres across the world, and we're trying to spread as far as possible the music that we have in our town. So basically, anybody and everybody who touches our hands, we're trying to make sure that they go as far as we do.
That's positive right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Got to stay positive in the world, you know what I mean? There's not a lot of people trying to be positive right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to be somebody, you know, we're trying to be a crew that's a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
a little bit innovative, and basically help, you know, bring something more knowledgeable to the game. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't really study the industry that they're in like they should. You know, a lot of people just kind of wander blindly to the music industry. We're trying to bring a little light to that, you know, let these artists know, you know, hey, you have to have your business together before you can bring anything to the table as far as shows, as far as getting your music on iTunes. How do you do those type of things? We try to bridge that gap and actually give a lot of independent artists a fighting chance in this industry.
Now, as a DJ, how do you deal with when people come up to you and they say, oh, play my record, or please play this?
Well, as far as, like, you know, it depends on how they approach me. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I have people on Twitter all the time. You know, that's a normal everyday occurrence, you know. Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
check this out. You know, do this, do that. You know, honestly, I've explained it before. When somebody approaches me properly, like, hey, how you doing? How was your day? You know, or just a general greeting at first, you know.
Right,
what's up,
right.
Then I can get to know them, you know what I'm saying, other than just throwing something at me at random. If I feel like it's a computer throwing it at me, or I feel like, you know, I'm just one blast out of your people in a day, then honestly,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay as much attention as somebody, you know, if I felt like they took their time out to personally contact me.
Right.
I mean, so that makes a huge difference in your in how you're
mm-hmm.
received, is how you portray yourself.
Right.
That's
now,
right.
How do you feel about the state of hip-hop?
The state of hip-hop as of right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, as of right now.
It's coming along, I'll say that. What's in the past is in the past. I don't feel
right.
like hip-hop could ever be the same as it used to be. And I think some people kind of need to let the past of hip-hop be the past of hip-hop and try to work to develop what we have now into something greater than it is. Mainstream, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It's heavily commercial right now, commercialized. Everything's about the dollar. Everything's about getting a dollar. Everything, you know, they took the fun out of it, a lot of it. You know what I mean? You can't even have good old-fashioned, you know, lyrics being spit and then nobody catches the attitude. You know, like, that doesn't happen anymore. You know, the battle scene has gotten a little bit better, I can say that,
mm-hmm.
because I'm seeing a lot more of it. But besides that, nobody really wants to battle anymore. Everybody's scared to battle or scared to beef or voice their opinion or be different. So that's something I don't like about the game. But besides that, it's a lot of new things coming out. I'm seeing some creativities, you know, in the game. You know, J. Cole is doing his thing. You know, shout out to him. Kendrick Lamar's doing his thing. Top people that's making a difference. You know what I mean? That's actually doing
right.
something a little bit different in the game,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. That originality, that's what we're missing.
Shout out to y'all for actually doing something different in the game. I gotta give y'all big up. Big props, though. You know, y'all doing y'all thing. And I'm very proud of y'all, you know, as far as the industry. Y'all doing y'all thing, making some noise.
Oh, thank you, bro. You know, we working hard, you know. Little by little, we getting there. You know. Oh, good, man.
Okay.
Let everybody know all about, you know, the Fleet DJs, because y'all definitely, you know, y'all definitely doing y'all thing, man. Y'all got you spread out all over the place. Let everybody know about the Fleet DJ crew.
The Fleet DJs, first of all, shout out to DJ Classic, CEO of Fleet DJs, also DJ Supreme. Those cats have really set a new standard as far as DJ coalitions go. They won't accept just anybody just coming through the crew and like, hey, you know, I want to be a Fleet DJ and just hop on. In fact, with me, I got interviewed. I had to send in mixes. I got had an audition. You know, I had to prove my worth in order to be considered to be a Fleet DJ. And that's so valuable to me as a coalition. They actually send out emails every day. I get emails every day about music, new opportunities. it's really like a family. Like, we really talk to each other. You know what I mean? Through, even if it's through just through email, we talk to each other. Somebody's coming in the town, an email blast goes out. Hey, DJ so-and-so is going to be in town in this city for this long. Everybody link up with them. It's like people actually do that. So it's like a big family.
That's real. That's real, man. Y'all grinding hard, too, man. You got, how many DJs is in the pool?
I believe we're approaching over 300 now.
Damn.
And that's what the number, last number that I checked. I know we were already in the twos. I believe it's approaching the threes now. But, you know, like I was saying, it's not so much about quantity now, you know, with them. It's a lot about quality. Like, what are you bringing to the table? Are you on the radio? Are you making moves? You know what I mean? Like, are you up on your social networks? Like, what are you doing, you know what I mean, as a DJ? Are you really a DJ or are you just a button pusher? I mean, that's a big debate that's been going on.
No Serato. No Serato.
No, you know what? That's not really what it is. You know, DJs use Serato. You know what I mean? But it's not like, not so much of that, but it's what you're doing. If you're going to just use a laptop and that's all you're using, no turntables, no mixer, at least be creative with it. You know what I mean? Not just drop a song, drop a song, drop a song, talk a little, you know, noise on the mic, drop a song. That's not really, you know, rocking the party, that, you know, excuse my terms, but that's not something that you come and you pay money to see. Now, you know, we want stuff that people actually come and spend their money on to see, and that's entertainment. You know, you want to be a real entertainer, not just, you know, somebody who's pretending to be one just to try to collect a check.
That's real. Or the real DJ, stand up. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. DJ Decepticon, Fleet DJs, Crossfade Entertainment. Let's play some heat. You know how we do. Let's get it.
What y'all got?
These niggas know. Armed and dangerous, caught a law. Stick to the script, no Audubon. Country ass nigga with an Audemars. Can't spell the shit, but I Audemars. French hoes treat me like Charles de Gaulle. Get good head on the Audubon. Hit hood hoes out in Baltimore. Pedestals like wall to wall. My God, five steps like Drew Hill. Came home from the verse off with bad credit in the school bill. Middle finger to the verse off. Finally famous, but ain't too much really changed with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us, notorious. That was 9-7. Saw my old teacher and she had time living. You ain't on my shit, drop bitch, 9-11. Getting more hoes than that nigga John Legend. Getting more hoes than that nigga John Legend. Nigga, you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. Better me than you, I must confess. I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain. I hit the road, I made a name. I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same. Made a meal off slow, make sure these niggas know. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Yeah. These niggas know who y'all niggas. Came to the dough like who y'all niggas. Stole a nigga flow, I can sue y'all niggas. Better yet, put a hot one through y'all niggas. Nah, let me stop frontin' for y'all niggas. But don't let the college shit fool y'all niggas. Ain't the hardest nigga in the land, but a grown ass man. And I will step to y'all niggas like, what's the problem? Ain't getting paper, nigga, here's the loan. My shit long, need a hair salon. Get a cut, shut the fuck up and wipe your face with my money till your tears is gone. No crying ass, lying ass. Can't afford a whip, but you buying ass. This Fresh Prince, nigga, I ain't jazz. Fuck your bitch, nigga, I ain't ass. She pissed it to me like Sosa. Oh, God, what the fuck was I supposed to? Deny that, rather try that, but I never fly that. Keep hoes by coastal, and they buy posters. Ain't shit for free. Dick the only thing that they get from me. Sit VIP, get a sip for free. Later on, she be sipping me. Literally, picture me at the tip top. With your bitch lip locked on my dick with my shit trap. This big nigga, this pop. Minus 6 shots, but it's still this top. 30 grand and that's just for the wristwatch. Hate to brag, but backpack and ass hip-hop. Write my life and make sure that the script hot. And pray the kids watch. If not, these niggas know. Yeah. If not, these niggas know. I must confess, I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain, I hit the road, I made a name, I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same, no, I ain't the same, I
muscle fast. I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain, I hit the road, I made a name, I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got DJ Decepticon to check in with us. What's going on, bro?
Yo. What's good?
Yeah, man. That's what's up. If you got to give some advice to, you know, indie artists trying to get in the game regarding, you know, trying to get their music heard internationally, what would you tell them?
Number one, paperwork. You have to have your music registered. Most artists don't even know the process to begin with to have their music registered and have everything together. The first thing that you need to do, artists, is to make sure you have your songs copywritten first. Once you have your songs copywritten, that's step one. Step two, you need to go ahead and register with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, especially CSAC because they do international. Number three, once you get your music registered with CSAC and or ASCAP or BMI, you need to also register with MediaBase and SoundScan online, also known as BDS. So if you do those things in that order, and then you get your music in the hands of the DJs, and you let them know you have your paperwork in order, and you let them know what type of buzz you've already built up for your song, those are your steps in order to get to radio play in general, not only in the States, but also internationally.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about, man. What do you feel hip hop is? Huh?
Okay, free knowledge. Let's get it.
That's right. There you go. That's what the Hip Hop Stock Exchange is for. That's right. What do you feel the hip hop game is heading in the next 10 years?
The next 10 years, where is hip hop headed? That's a rough question. I really don't know. I really can't really predict that. I'm going to be honest, because, I mean, 10 years is a long time. We've seen a lot in the past 10 years that we, you know, since, what, 2003, so much has happened. People have come, gone. New artists have popped up. Artists faded away. You know, last thing I checked, we was walking it out with DJ Unk. Now we, you know, 2 Chainz Future every 5 minutes. So you never really know how the industry is going to change and who's going to be an innovator in the game. You know, P. Diddy just came out with a new TV station, his own station and network. So that's going to be crazy. That's going to be a lot of money generated. I really don't see the top 5 in the industry as far as financially changing over the next 10 years very much. They've solidified their spots, and they keep making new and bigger and better moves to keep their money going and keep their business going. So I don't see it changing too much, but I think the style of music that we're going to be listening to is going to be a little different in 10 years.
Right. That's real. It comes and goes. You know how that goes, man. For real.
It's true.
You know, a lot of cats, you know, want to get in the game, put their music on the internet. But how important, as an engineer and a DJ, how important it is for, you know, indie artists to really pay to get their music mixed down properly, you know, so the sound is correct?
I think it's very important. I think a lot of artists don't have the guts to sit back and listen to their music objectively. I don't know how many times I have somebody send me music. Oh, man, this is the next hottest thing. Oh, it's so fire. Oh, it's whatever. And then when I get it and listen to it, I'm like, did you play this in your own CD player? Did you play this in your car? Did you play it at all, or did you just make it and send it out? You know what I mean? A lot of times I'm confused on that one. And then when I tell them, hey, you know, are you going to get it mixed and mastered? A lot of times I ask. I just say, hey, are you trying to get this mixed and mastered? And they're like, oh, it's already mixed and mastered. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. And that it is for right now. Have you played it next to anything else that you've heard on the radio? And a lot of times they haven't, and that is a lot of the reason why they don't like it. It's something called, I call it engineer's ear. Basically, when you sit in a studio for an extended period of time and you listen to the same thing over and over, your brain becomes familiar with it. A lot of times people confuse familiarity with the song being catchy or it's being good. No, it's been played 1,001 times to you personally in that studio, so now you like it. So you feel like everybody else should like it. That doesn't mean that it's quality.
That's real. That's a good way to look at it, man. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I'll tell them if it's right or not.
That's right.
I'll be honest with them and say, hey, look, it's not on point. Hey, it is on point. Shoot me an email, a tweet, something. Just please, just don't put it in too many people's hands without getting your stuff checked first. You don't want to embarrass yourself in this industry because once your name's out, oh, man, he has garbage work. A lot of people are going to pass you over.
Damn. First chance might be your last chance.
Uh-oh.
Very true. You only get one shot, like Eminem said.
That's right. That's right.
So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Where do I see what?
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Hopefully sitting next to y'all at the Grammys.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
but you gotta sit behind me though. You can't be stealing my shine.
Okay. I'll sit like off the side in the right corner.
You can't be.
That'll
sitting.
Work.
There we go. That'll work.
You're gonna shine anyway. So you know that's nothing new.
There you go.
That's good.
See,
that's
I like good. Him. We gotta invite him back to the show.
Oh man, you already know. Hey, what's the best route for indie artists to, you know, start doing shows and performances and showcases? What's the best route to go?
Well, there's another one. I'm going to drop another tool on the air right now. You know, all the artists, right now, just perk your ears up, grab your pens, papers, pads, whatever you got to
do. I'm ready. Let's go.
Hey, all right. So if you were a club owner, what would you want to pay for and what would you expect out of your artists? That you're paying $100, $200, $500 for a show, right?
If I'm paying my money, you better be playing some, oh my God, spectacular. I'm talking about every table is sold out because you're here.
There you go. I was waiting for you to say that. Every table is sold out because you're here. In order for that to happen, people have to like your music. You have to have a fan base.
Exactly.
A lot of people approach like, oh man, you know, what do I got to pay to get some shows? Well, you could pay to get some shows all day.
No, you got to get your stuff up there.
Right. You're not generating any income. And just because you perform a couple of times at a couple of different clubs doesn't mean that people are going to be there for you to hear it, for them to hear it, number one, and they're not going to pay to come back and hear it again, number two. A lot of times you need to generate a buzz outside of your area. That's another little tip. A lot of people try to take over their area first, like the way they used to do in the 90s. You take over their immediate area and spread out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people have been realizing that as soon as they go outside of their city to another city and that city hears their good music, they start supporting them more than their current city. Once they develop a buzz in another city and they come back to their hometown respects them more. So then they start getting more little shows. Like first might start off as free shows, like, hey, come do a show. They say, all right, I'm going to come and do a free show, but you didn't have to pay for that show. So that's a step up right there. You're not paying for shows. You're doing free shows. From those, you start getting ticket sales for shows. Like, okay, hey, let me sell tickets for my show. So now you're proving your worth to the club owner or the promoter or whoever that you're stepping to. All right, I can sell tickets. I can sell seats. I can get people to check out my show. And doing so, I can make you, as the club owner, some money. You better pay me.
Right. Win-win situation.
Win-win situation. That's what we do as DJs. We say, hey, you know what? I am a good DJ. I can spin good music, and people have heard of me. If I put my name on this ticket, people are going to come out because they hear my name. Once that happens, your price range goes up.
Right.
I'm curious. What makes a good DJ?
What makes a good DJ?
Because, you know, everybody says, like, oh, it's so easy. I can spin any kind of music. But what difference people when you say, oh, I'm a great DJ.
I know how to DJ.
Okay. My answer to that would be song selection number one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that when you're spinning for a crowd, that
mm-hmm.
it's really about what the crowd wants. It's not about what you want as a DJ or what you like the person to listen to. You have to play for your crowd. So
right,
your crowd
right.
is in the back country of, okay, we'll just say Florida, for instance. Let's say you're down
right.
south of Miami. They're going to want to hear some juke music. They're going to want to hear some top 10 music. They're going to want to hear a little bit of Latin music. You know, you're going to have a diverse crowd, so you have to play to that crowd. A lot
right.
of DJs who claim they're good DJs only have one genre they're really good at. You know, once they know that genre, they feel like, oh, I'm a good DJ. Okay, well, that's great, but you can only do one type of party. What other type of events can you do? I mean, it's a lot of DJs who've never done a wedding, a lot of DJs who've never done, you know, a Senate meeting, you know, a Senate luncheon or whatnot. I mean, what's something else, something a little different? They have a DJ for kids at a school. I mean, a lot of them don't
bar
have seen you. How well-rounded are a bar mitzvah, exactly, a bar mitzvah. A lot of people haven't done things that are
that's
out
a
of
little,
the
way. That's a little different. That's definitely out there.
L'chaim, yes.
That separates somebody who does DJing as a hobby versus DJing as a career.
Right. Right. For real, for real.
Well, I'm having a Hanukkah party, you know, this coming this soon. I want you to DJ for me.
I'm down.
Oh, shit.
What city, what time, what place? Let me know.
New York.
That's
New York.
What I'm
oh,
talking
okay.
about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, for these indie artists, what route do you think is best? You know, regarding the blogs and, you know, websites, trying to get their videos on the sites. What's the best route you think to go about that?
Okay, so right now I'm going to do a little bit of promo, if that's okay with you guys. I got to support
people
who support
me. Of course.
Okay, first and foremost, you know, thatcrack.com has really opened their arms and really invited me in. You know what I mean? Said, hey, we like your stuff. We're going to make sure that we get your stuff as much exposure as possible. They're really starting to kill the game on a lot of different levels. Live Mixtapes is another site. Even though, you know, with Live Mixtapes, they're very, very selective as to how they get stuff put on. And there's a cost attached to it, which I'm not always a fan of when it comes to Internet sites. I feel like, you know, if you're putting out free music, then it should be free to put it up. You know what I mean? But at the same time, a lot of people feel a little bit differently about that and complain. That tip does that thing as well. Got to give them big shout out, big props. What else? What's another good site, man? Oh, Fleet DJs and Coast to Coast DJs. They really push your stuff through their site. They actually have a big network. They have a big, you know, a big display for their website to allow artists to get their music out. And they actually do push their. Every time I put a mixtape up on Coast to Coast, I get a tweet out. Every time I put it up on Fleet DJs, I get an email blast, tweet out, Facebook likes, all types of stuff just comes from it. It's just great, great, great exposure. Get your stuff hosted by a DJ. There's nothing really wrong with it. All this no DJ stuff coming out. Okay, well, you can no DJ to the day you die, but the DJs play your music in the clubs. Why not have a DJ give you his fan base by hosting
That's
your
right.
tape?
Of course.
For real. One hand washed the other.
Exactly. Always.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Decepticon. Let's play a little heat, come back, finish chopping it up. You know how we do. Let's get it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. Got put the life in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. See the guards in the building, life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. See the guards in the building, real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Roll off collecting G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe.
Inhale, exhale. Used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. I'm front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here. We stack a lot of jet dough. Just started the escrow. And I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinding, dancing like they pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lazy with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stunting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch money with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh. Add it up. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out with your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, turn the Frank, rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast, they truck dealing. USA try to play, guard children. Pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you can f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave it round, 10 sexy thing with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, mind no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the dealers. You wanna swim with the shark, I can make you feel it. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh, add it up.
Oh my god, let's play.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got DJ Decepticon rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Well, let's get it, baby.
Get it.
My nigga. Great. What up,
Wade? You already know, man. So, yeah, man. What new projects you got coming out in the future quarters?
Let's see. First thing that I got coming up, I have a new mixtape that I'm about to drop. BSM MDE Live. Hosted by myself, Brick Squad Monopoly, DJ Decepticon. It's going to have a lot of new music from Adal Haitian Fresh. You know what I mean? Got some new stuff from Walker in there. Got some new stuff from Frenchie and the whole MDE squad, Joey. You know, a little something for everybody, you know? It's about to drop on August 9th. I actually have a couple of slots open for that as well. So it's going to be some slots on there. Then I have another one coming up right after that with my dog DJ Junior, also from Brick Squad. Doing a little something coming up. Did you already drop your project then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta get it on that pill.
Shout out to that project. Love every minute of it. I didn't know I mixed that, by the way.
You know, that's right. Let them know.
But, okay. But definitely big shout out to you, man. You know what I mean? I gotta give you big ups on that.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate, you know, the quality on the mix downs, bro. No?
No problem, homie. No problem. You got to come record with your boy.
Yeah. Florida, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm moving to ATL permanently. August 1st, I'm going to be there. That's going to be my home.
Oh, beautiful. I'm coming to visit.
Say no more. Yep, say no more.
Got me a room in your mansion.
There you go.
No mansion. It's due time.
But let everybody know, let all the artists know how they can get a spot on their next mixtape.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. You can call me. I'm going to do the Mike Jones right now. 904-655-0007. 904-655-0007. You can catch me on Twitter, DJ _Decepticon, DecepticaCon. Besides that, website, DJDecepticon.com. You can drop your music on there. I'm putting up new videos. I'm putting up new blogs every day. Catch me in a city near you. If you see me, you might see me with the camera. You might see me with the turntables. You never know. So hit me up.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. If you want to leave any advice for any artists before you go?
Work with Big Frank. That's my advice.
Let's get it, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
All of the indie artists work with this man. He's coming up. You know what I mean? I don't care. Look, if you don't know, this man did not call me and say, hey, man, can you shout me out, whatever. No. This is coming from me, from the heart. Work with this man. He's grinding. He's doing his thing. He's getting it in. Do the same.
That's what it is, man. Fleet DJs, Crossfade Entertainment, DJ Decepticon, pleasure having you on the show, brother.
Thank you for being with us.
Pleasure being here.
Real. You know, you're welcome anytime to call in. You know, you got some new heat for one of your artists, send it up. You know, we got you. That's what it is, man. One love, brother. Keep doing big things, man. We going to get up. You know that.
All day.
That's what it is. Salute. That's what's all right. Up. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Crossfade Entertainment. DJ Decepticon dropped a lot of jewels right there for indie artists, man. For real, brother got a lot of knowledge on the game. We got another caller calling in to see who we got. Caller, talk to me.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Shelly Deuce. What's poppin'?
All right, it's poppin', man.
Nah, I just wanted to show y'all some love, you know what I mean? I heard y'all just played
definitely.
This game straight. I appreciate that. You already know.
That's what's up, man. I like that song, man. What was the motivation behind that song when you put that together, man?
Real talk, it was just, you know, I was feeling a certain way. You know, it was a little bit after the Trayvon Martin shooting, you know, and, you know, all the stuff that's going on in Chicago. It was just, I just felt it was a need to put that out, you know. Sometimes we don't really realize what's really going on until it touch home, you know what I mean? So
right.
I just thought it was time to get off the little... I bang out and show the other side because, you know, we all human and we all hurt and go through things.
Definitely. That's dope.
That's real, man. That's a real song right there. That's why we had to play that. When you send that to me, I had to make sure we get that in the rotation. You know what I'm saying?
I really appreciate that. Word up.
That's what it is, man. Keep making powerful music like that, brother, for real.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep that.
That's what it is, man. We need more, you know. Inspiring music like that, thoughtful music like that. That's what hip hop needs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to do something. I mean, I can always throw the ratchet trap or whatever, but you know, you gotta give a lighter side to it, you know, get people thinking.
That's right. It's only right, man. That's what we do, man. Send me Deuce. You already know, man. Send me Auto. We're gonna play that song again, because that's how hot it was, man. We're gonna play some other heat. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Welcome to calling anytime, brother. We got you up here.
Oh, hey, I appreciate it, man. Salute. Y'all be safe. Enjoy the holiday. You all right? All
right, let's get it.
Yeah. DCV3, nigga. Turn up.
Let them cameras flash, man. I know you see me. Hey, yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash, man. And watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
L-I-V-E.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
Turn up.
L-I-V-E. Yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit.
Let's go. Fucking with who, better fuck with the set. Fucking with lanes, you fucking upset. Rolling the dice and I'm placing my bet. Making it rain and them bitches get wet. This is a threat, nope, this is a promise. Taking your bitch, nigga, mission accomplished. All of my dick, all I'm missing the harness. Taking them shots and see it in the target. We in this bitch, bottles lit just like TNC. Outside, DMV, exotic whip, no COP. Cross heat, me G-O-D. Too late, no COP. D-O-A, that's D-O-D. Cannons on deck, no COD. You talking, a nigga really live that life. I live, I'm stuck in one time. A nigga trying to get it twice.
I get it, I
broadcast. Know a nigga, two lives. Got it lit, we in this bitch. Like the bitch with her two sides.
So, let the cameras flash. I know you see me. Hey, yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash. Hey, watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
Turn up.
L-I-V-E, 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 where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie.
Turn up,
L-I-V-E, 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 yeah, we in it.
Yeah. I need more bucks, I need more. We high altitude in that paper plane. Get a 4-5 on my hip. Cause them niggas playing them hater games. I'm different, nigga, we not the same. No cops back, I'm taking aim. Them snapshots, ain't stop your fame. We riding right, we in different lanes. I've been afraid, I'm getting paid. Dirty cash, money, many made. Chiming on them, they throwing shade. Same story, different page. DC, that new brigade. We eating, y'all getting hunger paid. Rent money, my designer frame. Big paper, y'all small change. Bad bras, I keep them. P-A-J like a weekend. Smoking and I be drinking. Doing shit, no shaking. Wanting that where I come from. Shouts out to my day one. Bronze spread like Big Pun. My goons toting up big guns. Yeah.
Let them cameras flash. I know you see me. Hey, yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash. Hey, watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie. L-I-V-E,
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 L-I-V-E.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie. L-I-V-E, 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 L-I-V-E. Yeah, we in this bitch. Bottles lit.
Always turns up, I ain't turning back. No chance to spin you round and round. Set the price of your head when I drop that fat. We have from a city that's locked in a fed. Chasing that paper, gotta stack this bag. End up in that wood, getting hit from the leg. Shotgun blast, screaming dirty cash. Changing lane, we speeding fast. Smoking, sipping, getting right. She leaving with me by the end of the night. She look, she book, she ain't putting up a fight.
Nope,
she ain't putting up a fight. Don't do it for no bitch, man. Get found somewhere in a ditch, man. My young boy leaning like a kickstand. No handgun, have a guess again. I don't give a fuck, I know you heard about me. Business mind, money flowing like a water fountain. There ain't no talking if you coming at me sideways. Catch you in traffic, leave you parked up in your driveway.
Let them cameras flash, I know you see me. Hey, yeah, we in this bitch, bottles lit, TNT. Now let them cameras flash, hey, watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie. L-I-V-E,
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 L-I-V-E.
Where I'm from, you'll get shot like a movie. L-I-V-E,
L-I-V-E,
L-I-V-E, L-I-V-E. Hey, yeah, we in this bitch, bottles lit, TNT.
Yeah, you're tuned into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist ENT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G up, double G's up. For my cool rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With male swimming in the money holes down, we up. You can catch me on the side like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on.
When it's too strong, me and Frank got it like we heating up. A meal about to pop like we sneaking up. Yup, ain't talking about a jab, nigga. Not a fag, but I get up in that ass, nigga. 50-50, do the math, nigga. I'm seeing cash, can you tell me where to add, nigga? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They could tell by my style that I multiply. Chilling in the Beamer, getting ultra high. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a meal, see your paper though. And if it ain't giving, I'ma take it though. That's why I jab in his bitch like a rape a hoe.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on. Can't be stopped. Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on. Take it to the top. Move on.
rise through my city, boy. Niggas on ill shit, wouldn't break a fit, boy. Talking like they kill shit. Rap my they gum, plus my need a deal shit. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it brick for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, got that motherfucking channel. Wrist looking rocks, pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me the channel. Heist reeling hard through that motherfucking rental. With a bad bitch, Nene. Took her on the play day. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the race in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on her.
But says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Everybody log on to that second browser. If you got the Blog Talk browser, www.hhse.biz. That's the site. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. This the rundown. The hip hop news, global politics, economics, health, everything sports, everything that's going on in the world, we build on this, what we do on this
even
radio show.
World.
Yes, fashion too. Oh, yeah. We stay fly. Stay fly now. Don't forget that. You already know. So first up, Raekwon talks about his collaboration on Jay-Z's new album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. That's what I'm talking about. It's about time these two, you know, did a song together, man, because they both been, you know, doing their thing since the 90s. So it's only right they did a song together, you know? It's only right. It's only right. Jay-Z did a song with Ghostface on that, you know, the Throne album with Kanye.
Okay.
So it's only right, Raekwon, you know, do a song with Hov. That's a good look. Good look on that new album he dropping tomorrow, July 4th.
Tomorrow. And you know what's the best part about it is? We Android users, not iPhones. I said Android.
Okay. All right.
Galaxy users.
All right.
We get to get it tonight. We don't even have to wait for tomorrow. Don't be
lucky.
Upset, man. Don't be upset. Don't hate.
All right. You gonna send me this download? You gonna send it to me anyway? It's all right.
I'm gonna send you the link.
That's all right. Definitely check that out. Next up, 50 Cent talks about giving advice to Chief Keef. Cause you know they were supposed to do a video together. You know, Chief Keef never showed up. You know, 50 Cent, everything he been through in life, he's trying to give advice to the young brother. You know, but. You know, 50 Cent, you don't want to listen. Chief Keef's just a wild boy. You don't want to listen to nothing. So I don't know. I mean, somebody, you know, that successful as 50 Cent trying to give you business advice, you know, would be a good idea to listen and pay attention. You know what I mean?
And 50's a multi-millionaire. Multi.
That's
he got
right. Multi.
A lot of different stuff, a lot of different things going on that people don't even know. It's not just music. 50 Cent is a businessman.
Right.
He's in the works with P. Diddy status.
That's right. So if he's trying to give you advice, you want to pay attention and take some notes. You know what I'm saying? For real. For real. Next up, Cash Money and Al Sharpton agreed to a book deal. That's what I'm talking about. That's a good
what?
Look right there for Reverend Al Sharpton. Yeah, you know, Al Sharpton's going to put out a couple books. So
what?
Cash Money, you know, they got their hands in everything, so.
Oh, my. What is Reverend Al Sharpton going
to
talk about in a book?
Same thing he always talks about at, you know, these rallies, you know, just, you know, some people, you know, talk bad about Reverend Al. Some people talk good. But at the end of the day, when anytime something happens, whether it's, you know, Trayvon Martin situation or, you know, the kids that got shot.
Out there.
That's right. He's always there. He's there. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny that. So, you know. It is what it is. You got your good and your bad, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
he's there. If something happens regarding, you know, community, he there. So it is what it is. So I'm interested to see what type of books he puts out, you know, what type of stuff he talk about in these books. It's good that he got, you know, with a major, you know, situation with Cash Money. They got money to put behind that publishing right there. So good luck. Let's see what happens with that. Now on the business news. First up, a lot's going on right now in the Middle East. Egypt right now has a lot going on. They trying to, you know, kick the president out of the country. They finally got it done today. I mean, there was millions of people protesting in Tahrir Square in Egypt, Cairo. Pretty much Tahrir Square is like our Times Square out here. They had millions, hundreds of thousands of people protesting, trying to get the president. And they finally got him out right now. They're under military rule right now. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen with that country. You know what I mean? You know, a lot's going on in the world. A lot's going on in the world. Next up, Americans are less healthy than they think. Interesting article. Now, yes, you know, they say, what, two-thirds of the population is obese? You know,
it's just, yeah, some people are just ignorant to the fact that they need to stop and look at what they're eating or what they do. You can't be mad at yourself if you're so big. You want to do something. You got to do something about it. You can't just keep eating.
That's
but
right.
Then you got to understand that some people have problems. It's not all about just how do I get big. It's also genetics. If you're
right.
From a big family, you can be big and not know why you're increasing. It could be just your organs. You know, you don't digest things a certain way. But it's always good to know and try to stay fit and try to stay healthy. You don't have to have a six-pack. But, you know, you want
right.
to live long. My example, of course, Big Pun. You see what happened. And he got too big that his heart couldn't take it, and that's why he passed. Unfortunately,
right.
there could have been something that could have been done, you know, for it not to get to that. But everybody, keep yourself informed. Just get fit. Or at least don't be lazy. Just walk, run, eat a fruit or something.
Something. Play some sports. Something.
Don't do it like
Russell
Simmons trying to do with the salads everywhere in every corner store.
That's crazy. But nah, watch what you eat. Like these things, you know, if it says high fructose, you know, be careful of that. That's you know. That's sugar on steroids. Anything that says high fructose on the back of it, high fructose corn syrup and this and that, you know, that's what's giving these people diabetes, these young people diabetes. And, you know, there's people out here that's getting heart attacks at the age of 29 and, you know, diabetes, type A. It's high blood pressure at young age. You know, it has a lot
yeah,
to do with what we eat.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety attacks. You know, it was crazy.
Right.
I was watching the Wendy Williams show yesterday, and they were talking about Ruben Studdard. And you know, Ruben Studdard has, you know, he's famous and he has money, right? And he, when he first got up Idol, he was 450 pounds. But he's 6'3", but he's still big. You know what I'm saying? He lost that
yeah.
weight, and then he got married, and now he's getting divorced. And all that weight has just come back. And he admitted that he was eating because of depression, because he was really depressed.
Wow.
Everybody
That's
should
crazy.
Be happy that they live in America. And at least if you're not, you don't have a whole bunch of money, you're alive. There's other people who have it worse. You understand? You only got one life to live and one body to take care of.
That's real. You can't say no better than that. That's real. Now on the business news, next up. Breaking the college tuition monopoly. Now, this is an interesting article here. Now, you know, these banks, you know, they give out these loans. You know, a lot of kids, you know, graduate, you know, and can't pay back the loans because ain't no jobs out here. So it's interesting to see. Like, a lot of kids defaulting on the loans, and, you know, it's a cycle, you know what I'm saying? And the next loans they give out, they're going to give a high interest rate to the next group of kids. So it's rough out here, man. Definitely, you know, you're young, you want to trade, you want to learn something, definitely be wise in where you, you know, apply for. Because you can apply for a very expensive college when you can, you know, get that same quality education at a cheaper school or even a trade school, depending on what you want to do. But definitely, man, definitely. These banks got everything. They got the mortgages on smash. They got the college tuitions on smash. Your life insurance from the day you're born to the day you finish school to the day you die, the banks charging interest on your ass.
they kind of make money out of anything.
Plus interest. It's for real.
Damn.
They breaking the bank, people. It is what it is, though. You know? For real. For real. Pay for it in cash. Fuck it. Just pay for it in cash. Fuck it.
Oh,
I wait. Fuck it. Pay for it in cash. For real. Everybody check out that Futures Exchange page. The hottest videos are your favorite artists. We got that new 2 Chainz video. Bears watching.
Okay.
Got that new Torch video. With Style P, we got that. We got the Kevin Hart trailer. The trailer to his new movie that's about
that
to drop.
Movie
we got the trailer.
Hilarious.
Yeah, the trailer's funny. So you know the trailer's hilarious.
Oh,
you already know the movie gonna be crazy when it come out. For real. Definitely,
it's today.
Definitely get check that out. Oh, it's out today. Today.
Yeah, it's out today.
All right. So. There
and
you
for
go.
Those who can't go to the movie, just download it bootleg like I did.
Or just watch the trailer on Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's all.
There you go.
Either
that
or.
Too.
There you go. That's, yeah, either way, you can't lose. Watch it with us, or you could download the bootleg. Whatever comes first. You do both. Fuck it. It's all right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to get back to that heat. You know how we do. Let's get it, baby.
Popping raw, yep. Pop the four, yep. yep. At the top of door, fuck with God in there with your body. We gon' mop the floor to gat shoot, stack loot, Nike track suit. When I was broke, these bitches used to act cute. Now they wanna top me and bone, Versace cologne, rocking these stones, topping these homes. Oh, I just money, new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move chain with street money. Street money.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harm her. All is hurt and resentment, perhaps I gave her incentive. So now I'm a baby father, instead of being a husband. We both stubborn and petty, I'm ready to find redemption. She's ready to find attention, couldn't see her intention. She seemed to have a new man, nothing I could do in prevention. But you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known, it's probably karma. I've dished out a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy's so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day, and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily text.
texting and chatting, and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe. She sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band, but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well, maybe that's a bit harsh. She just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights and talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then, but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but I'll bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried, it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the top.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That's some new heat right there for my brother, True God Immortal. Shout out, Baltimore. Doing your thing, man. For real. Keep making good music. Thoughtful music. That's what I'm talking about. Great show tonight.
Yes,
salute to my brother, DJ Decepticon Fleet DJs, Crossfade Entertainment. They doing big things out there, man. Definitely check them out. He dropped a lot of jewels for indie artists, man. Hope they was listening. If they ain't listening, they definitely gonna listen to the podcast. You know, shout out to all our listeners for rocking with us every week. Definitely, I gotta say shout out to all the listeners that tune into our archive show every week, rocking with us. Definitely, we see y'all, we see the numbers, appreciate the love. Hip Hop Stock Exchange has a lot going on, a lot of future big things that's about to happen, so definitely keep rocking with us. You know how we do, get your mind right, get your money right.
Make sure everybody tunes every single Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 to catch Ben Frank, but also, you know, the star of the show, Lola. I'm just kidding.
That's right. Oh, no, yeah.
Guys, make sure you tune in. And catch us. You know, we always try to do positive things for the neighborhood.
That's right. That's what it is. And download that All Money Legal Volume 7, Dat Piff, The God's Hour, heat on there. DJ Decepticon, he actually engineered it, actually mixed it down. So, you know, good music, good quality music, thoughtful music, that's what we do. Shout out to all our sponsors. L3 Magazine, LG Promotions, BYC Promo. Till next week, you know how we do. We're going to finish out with some heat and keep it rocking. Let's get it, baby.
I miss my baby.
think I love her. I'm telling you, she tripping. Loving these hoes is against my religion. Cupping, never die. Beat it up with a hat. The last girl said she loved me. You should see how deep she cut me. What you mean, give you a try? Do I look like alright? All the shit you be telling me proves you ain't in it for longevity. Don't look me in my eyes, just to see me your life. You just got me hypnotized, but I won't fall for it this time, no.
Duck tick, mad song, mad witness. I'm the realest and I put that on my sister. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. Cap gang, ain't nobody fucking with us. Started at the bottom, trying to touch the ceiling. I do this for all of my niggas in the system. And my daughter, what she wants, and I'm getting. Baby mama bitchin' while I handle my business. Up in that plastic, yeah. Started sitting up at it. Right. By any mean, I'm getting cabbage. Right. Started off with a nick, yeah. Turn that shit to a half brick. Turn the cap to my block and then I smash it.
Smash,
bitch. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission.
That's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga.
My real nigga.
This is takeover, you gotta deal
you
with
deal
it.
With
for all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission.
That's my mission.
I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition.
No competition.